Yes, it's time for another edition of your favorite podcast. It's a day at the beach. It's number 37. My name's Clint Beachwood, and I'm here to bring you a good hour's worth of instrumental music. Got some new stuff, got some old stuff. Kind of high-powered show for the most part, I would say. So if you're looking for something smooth and mellow and traditional, this is not the podcast. Might direct you back to number 34, I think it was. And if you're looking for Halloween stuff, a couple Halloween songs, maybe. Look, check the archives if you want to hear a Halloween show. And next time around, Podcast 38 will be an all-Halloween special show. One of the nice things about the podcast is that you can go back and re-listen to the archives from the very beginning. All 36, make this one the 37th podcast, are all available for your listening pleasure. Just go to Rickshaw Records, where you are now. And if you want to go back to the first 20, just click on that link at the top of the list. All right. I'm going to start today's show off with Los Tiki Phantoms. The song is called Fuego. We'll be right back. Those were The Wavers from Italy with a song called 3 Minutes to Escape from a little self-titled 4-song demo. Before that, the Retroliners with a song called Signora Amora, Lady's Choice from their CD, The Character Social Club. Started today's show off with Los Tiki Phantoms from Spain with Fuego. And, you know, I've been taking a little bit of Spanish. I've taken a class or two of Spanish online, trying to improve my Spanish skills. And I'm going to read some of the liner notes now for you from the Los Tiki Phantom CD. We'll see how this goes.
Música por Los Tiki Phantoms bajo la influencia del gran dios Tiki. Han colaborado Romain Renard al acordeón y Javi Barrero a la trompeta. Grabado por Mario Patiño y Edgar Beltri en la Atlántida Studio durante enero de 2012. Masterizado por Ives Rausel, producido por la Atlántida Studio y Los Tiki Phantoms. Los Tiki Phantoms usamos con orgullo Jorge, Tube Amps y FantasticGuitars.com.
All right, I think that went pretty well, huh? What do you think? Anyway, thanks to my son Nick for reading off some Los Tiki Phantoms. Thank you, Nicholas.
No problem.
Okay.
Es un placer.
See? All right, let's get into one of these new Chum songs off their most recent CD, Fighting Words. This is the Day at the Beach podcast, numero 37, or in Spanish,
37.
Thank you.
Those were the Surfing Criminals. I think they're from Spain or Italy. And a song called Vent 15. And the name of the CD is right here in front of me. Brenta Surf and Roll Music. Brenta, B-R-E-N-T-A. Surf and Roll Music, as in rock and roll music. Vent 15 is the name of the song, Surfing Criminals. And I could you hear a little kind of a low-level hum in that song? I wasn't sure if that was a recording or my CD player. One of the CD players that I normally use is being repaired, and I'm using just a little clamshell CD player that I've had forever. Hopefully it sounds okay. I'll check it out on not this next song, but the one after. Let's see. Before the Surfing Criminals, we heard brand new music from the Hang Ten Hangman with Attack of the Trophy Wives. Comes from a CD called Wet Sounds, Another Year of Surf Music. And let's see here. I think they're from Canada. Are they not? Somewhere up north, north of the border. Monsters from Mars, longtime San Diego band from way back. And then they moved up to San Jose, at least I think the lead guitarist did, to go to school, I think, at San Jose State or UC San Diego. Anyway, regardless, the name of the song was Botany of Desire, comes from a CD called 2004, A Space Odyssey. And Chum in there, from their latest CD, Fighting Words, we heard The Ballad of Jack Hackett. Those are the songs you're hearing this time around. It's podcast number 37. My name's Clint. Thanks for listening, as always. And just, again, a reminder, which I mention almost every podcast, but I do have an email list if you want to get on it just to be notified. It's usually the first email that goes out once I get the playlist all written up. So if you want to be a part of that, just let me know. Contact me somehow. Tell me you want to be on the list, okay? Boy, up next are the Vivisectors with their new CD just out for the holidays. It's called Happy Halloween. And the song we're going to hear is Dwayne Stomp.
Hey, wait a minute. You're dead. You've been dead for 30 years.
32, Hiram, baby.
We'll be right back.
The Sand Devils from right here in San Diego with Well of Souls from their self-titled CD, The Sand Devils. They played that song live at the Baja Marty benefit gig a few weekends back, and boy, did it sound good. Cool CD, the Sand Devils put out here. Finally, they've been together for several years and played quite a few shows, and it's nice that they finally have a CD out that we can listen to over and over again, along with everybody else here, including the podcast, over and over and over. let's see, the Deadbeats before the Sand Devils with Gooch in Space from their Day of the Deadbeat CD. The Vivisectors from Moscow, Russia with Cowboy Surfer was the name of that song from Happy Halloween. And once again, just a reminder that next week's podcast will feature all Halloween-related tunes. This hopefully will be in addition to and not including any of the songs that I played last year's Halloween show. So if you want to check that out, go. I should have looked up what, see what number it was, but I'm kind of lazy and I don't do things like that. Let's see. Anything else? No. Let's see here. The Deadbeats, the Vivisectors, and then I announced the Surfing Criminals earlier. Alrighty, brand new music, at least for me. I know this CD's been out a few months anyway. Double Crown Records recording artist, the Beachwoods, and no, there is no relation. I just want you to know that. They spell their name with two E's, and I only spell my name with one. it's kind of a joke, but it's Clint Beachwood, and that's what I've been doing for, what, 10 plus years now. Anyway, the CD is called Party Time Discotheque. Again, it's the Beachwoods, and the song is called Tight Spot. Thank you. Well, that CD goes back several years. Pulling out of the old Beechwood collection here. That was Das Sirfones with Burlesque de Rumba. It comes from a CD called Popa Mandrilla by Das Sirfones. I think they're a band from España, and I've had that a long time, and haven't played a song off that for years, I'm telling you. Kind of a little fuzz fest there for you. Meshuggah Beach Party before that, from their latest, newest CD, Hot Rod Hanukkah, we heard Magyara. Hope I pronounced that right. Magyara. Los Venturas, we heard Walk in the Park from their new CD called Kaleidoscope. Terry Buffalo Ware did Subway Surfing from his new CD called Reverb Babylon. And the Beechwoods with Tight Spot from Party Time Discotheque. This is the Clint Beechwood Day at the Beach podcast. It's number 37. And the date today is October 20th, 2011. Congratulations go out to Big Obi Don, okay? Don's not a petite little guy. He's a full-bodied young man, and he lives up there in Ridgecrest, California, where the California desert meets the Sierra Nevada. And Obi Don won the giveaway last week, which was the Surf Coasters Outside Break CD. And I have another CD this time around to give away. So this time it's another CD that I got a hold of at Baja Marty's benefit concert. I'm telling you, you put money into the raffle and you win CDs. And sometimes there's CDs that you like to hang on to, and there's some that, well, maybe I, you know, would love to give away to somebody who would really, really like this CD. If you're into the tiki culture, and into the tiki, if you're the type of person that likes to go to Tiki Oasis every summer here in San Diego, you will like this CD. It's a song by the Ding Dong Devils. The name of the CD is Tassels, Mai Tais, and Mischief. I'm going to play one of the two instrumentals on this out of about 20, maybe 18 songs. They're pretty much all vocals, and a lot of them have to do with, tiki-related things like Rob Roy or Tassel Hassel. Or let's see here, Mai Tais in the Moonlight, or I Carry a Tiki Torch for You, Head Shrinker, Tiki Boots. And the song I'm going to play for you right now, Brontosaurus Stomp. So if this sounds like a CD that you might enjoy, certainly not an instrumental surf CD by any means. There are two instrumentals on this, the Tiki Boots and Brontosaurus Stomp, of which I'm going to play. Or if you know somebody who might enjoy this and you'd like to give it to them as a gift, okay? Those are the two stipulations that will win you this CD. Just be my first emailer at any place you can find me, okay? And I'll throw this in the mail to you. Free of charge, no obligation. So congratulations again to Obi Don for winning last week's, and congratulations for you if you're the lucky winner of podcast number 37 giveaway. All right, Brontosaurus Stomp by the Ding Dong Devils.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, those were the Ding Dong Devils with a song called Brontosaurus Stomp from their CD called Tassels, Mai Tais, and Mischief, which is yours if you can be my first emailer to claim this CD. And let's see. Up next, keeping on the tiki theme, going to hear a song by the Tikiaki Orchestra from their CD called Aloha, Baby. And it's called Kono's Revenge, the name of the song. And wrap things up with a new band called Threesome. And they come from Serbia. It's called the CD is called Adriatica. The song I'm playing is Lull, L-U-L-L. And I did just a little research on Serbia because I wasn't, you know, my whole foreign knowledge of things of such is really bad. So I was reading up on this on Google and Wikipedia, and Serbia is right outside Croatia and Slovenia. And I just found out that, you know, in all my research, I've been pronouncing Slovenia. I've been pronouncing Slovenia. And my apologies to the Bitch Boys and Robbie Bilodaric for pronouncing the name of this country wrong all these years. I've been pronouncing it Slovenia. And it's not, it's Slovenia. So my apologies go out to all the Slovenians out there who listen to the podcast, including my good friend Robbie Bilodaric of the Bitch Boys. Alrighty, so let's wrap this thing up. I've been doing a lot of rambling here. I apologize for that. I try not to talk too much. I really don't. So we got the Tikiaki Orchestra and then Threesome. And thanks again for listening. We'll see you come podcast number 38. Take care. We'll be right back.